morning. This is the Caribbean Beacon beginning another day of inspirational broadcasting from its studio from the beautiful and friendly island of Anguilla in the West Indies. The Caribbean Beacon is broadcasting on three frequencies, 690 and 1610 kHz AM and 100.1 MHz FM. We are broadcasting 21 hours daily, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 2 a.m. And on weekends, we broadcast 20 hours from 5 a.m. to 1 a.m. The Caribbean Beacon is owned and operated by Quality Media Corporation with head offices in Louisville, Colorado, USA. We broadcast on three assigned frequencies by the authority of the government of Anguilla, British West Indies. The management and staff of the Caribbean Beacon wish you and yours a very pleasant day. A pleasant good morning to all our radio listeners out in Radio Land. Welcome to another day's transmission on this radio station, the Caribbean Beacon. We are broadcasting for today, Monday, the 16th day of November, 1987. Brother Harold Vantapool, your host, and I'll be here until 8 o'clock this morning. Now, to begin the day right, here's good news from God's Word. Reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 27 and verse 17. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Good news from God's Word, Proverbs 27, verse 17. The time is 5 o'clock.
CNN Radio News. Authorities at Denver's Stapleton International Airport say the death toll from the crash of Continental Airlines Flight 1713 Sunday afternoon stands at 26, including the pilot, first officer, and flight service officer. Rescuers have accounted for all 82 people aboard the DC-9. All 56 others aboard the flight received injuries. 21 of those were reported to be minor. The plane crashed as it attempted to take off during a snowstorm. Passengers aboard the plane said it tilted left and then right before flipping over and skidding three-quarters of a mile down the runway. The plane broke into four sections upon impact. There's still no word on a possible cause for the disaster, but airport spokesman Richard Boulware ruled out the weather as a possible cause.
Visibility was approximately a quarter of a mile. There was light blowing snow, which limited visibility substantially. But the runway was clear of snow down to maybe an eighth of an inch of packed snow, which is certainly acceptable for aircraft operations.
The plane's in-flight recorder and cockpit voice recorder have both been recovered from the wreckage. Analysis of that data by the National Transportation Safety Board will likely establish a cause for the crash. There's a report from the Persian Gulf that Iranian gunboats have attacked a supertanker loaded with Saudi crude oil. Shipping sources in the Gulf say two high-speed gunboats launched four or five rocket-propelled grenades at the Esso Freeport as it headed for the mouth of the Gulf. The Esso Freeport is a Bahamian flag tanker. It put out a distress call and an American warship responded and is reportedly heading for the scene of the attack. Damage was reported to be minor with no casualties inflicted. Relief workers are already pouring into eastern Texas to help in the cleanup necessitated by tornadoes that ripped through the state Sunday afternoon. Nine people were killed and at least 132 others injured by the twisters, which carved a 350-mile-long path of destruction. The tornadoes were so numerous, officials were unable to give an accurate count of just how many tornadoes struck in the eight-hour period. I'm Robin Welch. It's 2 minutes past the hour.
Les Alizé Guest House, a small hotel situated on the beautiful long white sand beach at Grand Cars, French Saint Martin. At Les Alizé, feel the sea breeze in one of our seven studio rooms, each with an equipped kitchenette, all also air-conditioned for your comfort. Step outside on the sparkling sand or swim or snorkel to your heart's delight. Or if you are on business, the place to stay is still Les Alizé, with car rental on-site and a boutique with oil paintings on canvas. Telephone 877-7762 for Les Alizé Guest House. That's telephone number 877-7762 for Les Alizé Guest House at Grand Cars on Saint Martin, French West Indies.
Ocean's Negotiators on both sides of the superpower arms negotiations say they're determined that they will clear the remaining roadblocks to an intermediate-range nuclear missile treaty before the superpower summit opens in Washington December 7th. A new round of talks opens Sunday in Geneva. U.S. arms negotiator Max Kampelman said the latest issue concerns trying to determine a way to keep either side from cheating on the proposed treaty. This is news from CNN Radio. White House and congressional negotiators looking for a way to cut the federal deficit are taking their effort down to the wire. With only 4 days left to reach the agreement, various congressional leaders predicted Sunday that an agreement will be reached before the Graham-Rudman-Hollings law imposes mandatory spending cuts. Friday, speaking on ABC's This Week with David Brinkley, Washington Democrat Thomas Foley described what he thinks the nature of the agreement will be.
I think we'll finish a compromise before the 20th of November. It'll include increased revenues, It will include the reductions in defense and domestic discretionary spending and reductions in entitlements. It'll be a multi-year package, not just 1 year. And the principal components of it will have a multi-year effect, not just a one-year shot.
The entitlement programs of which Foley spoke may include cuts in Social Security. Former House Speaker Tip O'Neill is scheduled for rectal surgery in a few days at a Boston hospital. O'Neill checked out of a Washington hospital early Sunday and into the Boston hospital amid published reports suffering from cancer of a large intestine. Officials of the Machinist Union say they've reached a tentative contract agreement with United Airlines. That announcement follows a series of intense negotiations in Washington. The union has
for another CNN Radio News update. Atlantic Standard Time is Brackenburg on this early Monday morning, the 16th of November, 1987. And if you're just joining us, we do welcome you to today's transmission here for today, Monday, the 16th of November. We're glad to have you, and we trust and pray that you'll stay with us throughout the day and receive your blessings. Now, here is our program lineup for today, Monday, November 16th. Following our program lineup, we will present Hymns and the Sacred Songs. At 5:30, it's Family Altar Time with Pastor Tom Carpenter. More hymns follows at 5:35, and at 5:55, you can hear Thoughts for the Day with Reverend Veal. CNN Radio News comes up at 6 o'clock, and at 6:05, it's Wisdom from the Word. Listen to Jesus with Clinton and Sarah Otterbach comes up at 6:20. And at 6:35, it's your daily musical favorite program, Morning Musical. The program goes up to 7:55 with a break at 7 o'clock for the news. First, the CNN Radio News, followed by the local and regional news, weather report, good news from God's Word, and reflections on the news. Following Morning Musical at 7:55, you can hear Take 5 with Rollo Rich. And at 8 o'clock, it's CNN Radio News once again. 8:05, the Archie Hart broadcast. 8:20, Music to Live By. At 9 o'clock, it's CNN Radio News, and at 9:05, it's the Healing Messenger broadcast with evangelist David Nunn. Music is heard at 9:20, and at 10 o'clock, it's CNN Radio News, followed at 10:05 by more music. 10:55, Living Bread Today program with Dr. Ramos. At 11, it's CNN Radio News, followed at 11:05 by more music until 12 noon. At 12 noon, it's CNN Radio News. 12:05, World Missionary Evangelism with Dr. John Douglas. Midday Melodies is heard at 12:20, and at 12:30, it's Public Service Announcements, followed by more Midday Melodies until 1 o'clock. At 1, it's CNN Radio News. 1:02, it's Focus on the Family with Dr. James Dobson. Insight for Living with Dr. Chuck Swindoll comes up at 1:30, and at 2 o'clock, it's CNN Radio News. 2:05, Positive Proof with Evangelist Frank Garris. 3 o'clock, CNN Radio News, followed at 3:05 by Country and Gospel Music
It goes down to 5 o'clock with a break at 4:05, or rather with a break at 4 o'clock for CNN Radio News. At 5 o'clock, it's CNN Radio News, and at 5:05, it's Your Story Hour with Aunt Sue and Uncle Dan. Keys for Kids with Uncle Charlie comes at 5:35, and at 5:40, it's Music for Children. 5:50, it's Light for Today with Elaine McKinstry. 6 o'clock, Words of Hope with Dr. Bill Bunsen. 6:30, the Christ Life Program with Ronald Short. 6:45, Stephen Faith with Pastor James Deloney. 7 o'clock, Through the Bible with Dr. McGee. At 7:30, it's Music. 8 o'clock, Prophecy for Today with Pastor James Deloney. 8:15, The Messenger. 8:45, the RG Hardy Broadcast. 9 o'clock, CNN Radio News, followed at 9:05 by the local and regional news, weather report, and good news from God's Word. 9:15, Music. 9:30, Faithful Partners with Philip Nolan. At 9:45, the Lifeline Hour Broadcast with Bill Schaefer. Faith Gospel Broadcast with Pastor Charles Laming. At 11, it's Daily Bread with Al Laura. 11:15, Holy Ghost Revival Time with Pastor Clayton Reynolds. World Missionary Evangelism with Dr. John Douglas comes about 11:30. And at 11:45, it's Positive Proof. Well, at 11:45, it's Music, rather. At 12 midnight, it's Voice of Power with Evangelist R.W. Schambach. Midnight 15, Music. Midnight 30, The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ with Bishop Charles Stinney. The Word Transfer with Pastor Danny Bond is heard at 1 o'clock. At 1:30, it's Searchlight with Pastor John Corson. And at 2 a.m., we sign off transmissions for the day. That's our program lineup for today, Monday, the 16th of November, 1987. Coming from the studios of the Caribbean Beacon here on Anguilla in the West Indies. We trust and pray that you'll stay with us throughout the day as much as you possibly can and receive your blessings as we present the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in word and in song. We thank you for joining us at this time, and we trust that you will be blessed as you listen. The time is 11 minutes after 5 o'clock, and at this time we present hymns and sacred songs for your Monday morning's listening. At 5:30 you can hear Family Altar Time with Pastor Tom Carpenter, and then at 5:35 it's more hymns until 5:55. Stay tuned.
Ha-ha!